This is Fedora Weekly News Out Loud. For all the latest in Fedora news by and for the community, visit fedoranews.org on the World Wide Web. This is issue 58 for August 7th, 2006.
In the news, on Thursday, August 3rd, the fedoraproject.org wiki site suffered a brief service interruption. According to Fedora Websites contributor Patrick Barnes, the outage was due to a hardware failure. The site was restored from a daily backup, so some changes since the backup may have been lost. Barnes apologized for the inconvenience and noted that the wiki should now be returning to normal. Tom Spot Calloway noted in his blog that Red Hat is taking a survey to include the Fedora community. According to Calloway, Red Hat wants us to like them, and they want to make sure they know about the things we don't like. To take the survey, visit fedoranews.org, click the link to Fedora Weekly News issue 58, and follow the link in this story. Christopher Blizzard noted in his blog that information regarding one laptop per child orders, previously reported online from sources such as desktoplinux.com, is incorrect. Blizzard went on to state, quote, "I have talked with the stakeholders inside of the One Laptop organization and can confirm that nothing has been signed and no country has yet been asked to sign." The Inside eWeek Labs weblog posted an entry from Jason Brooks this week asking, "What is Fedora's prime directive?" Brooks suggested that while Fedora has been successful on the metric of innovation, it is perhaps time for volunteer contributors to shift their efforts to a, quote, "supported, user-focused operating system rather than being a proving ground for a separate product that's focused on the needs of others." This week, volunteers launched Fedora Women, a program to encourage and support female contributors working in the Fedora community. The program includes a dedicated discussion area and mailing list. The group stated, quote, "A large portion of the Fedora user base is made up of women. They are often underrepresented within the community, with many people not even realizing how big a share of the community they are. The Fedora Women program aims to improve that representation and to provide a forum for the women of the Fedora community." This week's edition of Fedora Weekly Reports is now available on the wiki. The Fedora Weekly Reports collect news from the Fedora Project Board, as well as meeting minutes from each sub-project in the Fedora community. Fedora Weekly News would like to remind everyone to keep your Fedora systems updated. During the week of July 31st through August 6th, the Fedora Project released 3 updates, including 2 security advisories for Fedora Core 4, and 18 updates, including 2 security advisories for Fedora Core 5. This week, Jeremy Katz posted information about the updated Fedora Core 6 schedule on the Fedora announce list. He noted that Xen is now working with current kernels and that Test 2 was ready for freeze and release. Changes to the rest of the schedule have been made to the official schedule page on the wiki. Katz thanked everyone for being patient as developers worked through the problems. In a related update, Fedora Core 6 Test 2 is now available for download. Join the torrent, which you can download at torrent.fedoraproject.org. For all the latest information and news each week from the Fedora community, including RSS feeds of stories, headlines, and this podcast, visit fedoranews.org on the web. This has been the Fedora Weekly News Out Loud, and I'm your host, Paul W. Frields, saying thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Fedora Weekly News Out Loud is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike 2.5 license. Music tracks were provided by CJAX and Macroform.